This episode of The Takeaway is supported by Stitcher Smart Radio. Now podcast listeners can access the latest episodes of The Takeaway and PRI's other shows while on the go without downloading or syncing with Stitcher Smart Radio. Thousands of popular podcasts and programs are available on demand. Stitcher instantly delivers new episodes of your favorite shows to your mobile phone without syncing or downloading. Stitcher Smart Radio can be found in the iPhone or Android app stores or at stitcher.com/takeaway. A sentiment that millions around the world perhaps share. I never met the man, but he changed the way that I live.
Death is very likely the single best invention of life.
Farewell to Steve Jobs. It's Thursday, October 6th. And this is The Takeaway.
All across America, this is The Takeaway with John Hockenberry and Celeste Headlee from Public Radio International and WNYC.
Good morning, Jobs.
Good morning,
John,
Celeste.
Steve Jobs obviously died yesterday. He'd been fighting pancreatic cancer for some time. We're going to remember his life, his accomplishments, and his influence all this hour.
And here's what you were talking about. Johnny on Facebook wrote to us, a friend of mine posted a quote, "Design is not just what it looks like and feels like. Design is how it works." That just perfectly sums it up. Steve Jobs designed in a way that was practical yet fun. We can only hope that the seeds he planted will continue to grow. Give us your view at 877-8-MY-TAKE. But first, in the news. The sound there of a single bagpipe playing outside Apple Corporation's Silicon Valley headquarters last night as the world learned of the passing of Steve Jobs at age 56. Jobs started Apple along with his high school friend Steve Wozniak in 1976 in a suburban California garage. The company helped usher in the age of personal computers and then led a cultural transformation in the way we listen to music and the way we watch movies, communicate with each other in the digital age. Here's Steve Jobs explaining his vision during a 1997 interview.
We are fundamentally changing the way we do business without losing sight of why we do business. And that is to make the best tools in the world for people who think creatively.
The voice of Steve Jobs all hour long. We're going to have voices of people remembering that legacy he left behind.
And now, turning from sadness to anger.
We are the 99%! We are the 99%!
Labor unions lent their muscle to the growing protests against Wall Street. Thousands marched in Lower Manhattan yesterday, and similar rallies continue to build in size across the country. The protesters have a variety of causes, but have spoken quite a bit about unemployment and economic inequality. This woman in Washington, D.C. explains why she came out.
Sick and tired of being unemployed. For 3 years, I've been looking for a job, and all I get is, we'll call you. I've heard that so much that I'm beginning to believe that's my middle name.
Protest leaders say organized labor could join them but would not be in charge of the movement.
So here's a question. Will she or won't she?
Sarah, Sarah.
Actually, she won't. Sarah Palin says she will not run for president.
Not being a candidate, really, you're unshackled and you're allowed to be even more active. And I look forward to helping coordinate the strategies that will assist in replacing our president.
The announcement was not surprising when it came yesterday. Her popularity had plummeted in polls recently. Another reason could be that time is running out. Nevada Republicans have moved their presidential caucuses up a month now to January 14th.
Senate Majority Leader Harry Reid has come up with a new way to fund President Obama's $447 billion jobs plan.
We're going to propose to pay for this important jobs legislation by asking people who make more than $1 million a year to pay 5% more to fund job creation and ensure this country's economic success.
Republicans, though, say they'll block that proposal. And this coming in just now, the Nobel Prize for Literature has been awarded to Swedish poet Tomas Tranströmer. That's just been announced. Asian markets are mostly up right now. European indices are up and futures are up. The Dow will start at 10,940, the S&P at 1,144, the NASDAQ at 2,461. We'll continue our series on innovation this morning. It's called Flash Forward. We're going to talk about innovations in education. We're also going to talk with a psychologist who came up with a grit test for that series in order to predict success in education. And the head of a school says we have to radically change the way we test kids. Also, after last week's news that Bank of America is charging a monthly fee for debit cards, we heard from listeners like this.
My name is Wendy from Fort Lauderdale, Florida. Regarding Bank of America charging or planning to charge their customers $5 a month to use their debit card, I wouldn't even use my debit card, and I might change banks. They have a lot of nerve.
Give us your views on that or remembrance of Steve Jobs.
I'm David Remnick, host of the New Yorker Radio Hour. There's nothing like finding a story you can really sink into that lets you tune out the noise and focus on what matters. In print or here on the podcast, The New Yorker brings you thoughtfulness and depth and even humor that you can't find anywhere else. So please join me every week for The New Yorker Radio Hour, wherever you listen to podcasts.